Kurds in Turkey say they've been denied their rights, so it shouldn't be surprising that many of their songs have political themes. Listen to vocalist Nihad Durdu sing about how society separates men and women and the need for them to unite against a common enemy. Rojalat Azad, another Kurdish singer, says his people are not alone in mixing music and politics.
When there's a society oppressed by the majority, music becomes an important tool to transmit their struggle. For example, for African Americans in the United States, music has played a very important role in getting their rights.
Özellikle Türkiye'de çok etkili.
The Turkish government didn't recognize Kurds as a distinct people until 1991, and even today doesn't allow Kurdish language instruction in school. Serjan Tanrıkulu, an opposition member of parliament, says music plays an important role in passing on traditions.
These people try to preserve their culture, their language, by speaking it at home in their family and with their friends. Kurdish and Turkish stem from a strong oral tradition. During long winter nights, people used to tell stories in Kurdish, and this is how they have been able to preserve this culture for years.
Kurdish singers have managed to both educate and entertain their audiences. Rojda, who is known only by her first name, is one of the most famous Kurdish singers in Turkey. Her voice is deep and lyrical.
Kurdish music is a composition of emotions and the voice, but the thing that makes Kurdish music so unique is like the voices coming from the throat. Bugünlere getirdiği bir kültürdür.
Over the last few years, the Turkish government has renewed its counterinsurgency war against leftist Kurds, who it accuses of terrorism. In an effort to undercut support for the rebels, the government bans certain songs from the radio. Rojda has faced government investigations since 2011 because one of her songs allegedly promotes terrorism. She's not alone. Member of Parliament Tanrıkulu has defended dozens of musicians charged with promoting terrorist propaganda.
The definition of terrorist propaganda changes from time to time. When you sing a song one time, maybe it's okay. But when you sing this very same song a different time, it can be interpreted as terror propaganda.
But Abdurrahman Kurt strongly disagrees. He's a former member of parliament from the Turkish ruling party. Kurt says there's no harassment of Kurdish musicians unless they're subversives.
If the lyrics are illegal or make propaganda for a terrorist organization, of course these things may be questioned. But apart from that, you can hear Kurdish music on the government's 24-hour radio channel.
Kurdish musicians admit there have been some improvements in government policy. Turkey now allows Kurdish language classes at the university level in eastern Turkey, for example. But Rojda says it's not enough, particularly since the fighting continues.
Yani 90'lara yine geri döndük. Yani birçok şey yine gitti. Birçok yine diller değişti, üsluplar değişti.
If we are able to build this peace, this country will be in a different place, both economically and socially. Rather than making guns speak, if music speaks in this country, everything will be better and different.
Müzik konuşsa aslında, silahlar sussa, müzik konuşsa, çok güzel şeyler olacak da işte.
Reese Erlich, DW, Istanbul.